Maryland's Morning News.
WBAL and WBAL.com.
7:21 on a Thursday morning here in Baltimore. Brian Neiman with you. 2014 off to a good start so far, I hope, for you. We have a list of things that you don't need to buy this year. In fact, things that you probably shouldn't buy because you don't need them anymore. Joining us now to talk about this is Anna Marie Andriotis, who works with MarketWatch and has put together this list. And I have to say, Anna Marie, that I'm shocked at some of these things that are on the list. In fact, I'm in the market for some of these. Other things, not necessarily so surprised, but a couple of them do jump out at me. Let's start off with number 10, the digital camera. Why don't we need digital cameras anymore? Why aren't we buying them?
Well, digital cameras used to serve a purpose, but they're increasingly starting to fall out of favor with consumers. And here's the reason. It's on many levels, they're suffering from what I'm calling an identity crisis. People who used to use digital cameras because they were, small, easy to carry around, really don't need to do that anymore because they have their smartphones. And smartphones, as we all know, take pictures. Now, if you're into taking high-quality pictures, you're probably going to be turning to a DSLR, those digital single-lens reflex cameras.
Right.
And then there's this new type of camera that's out there right now, that GoPro, not sure if you've heard of it, but for that thrill seeker, that outdoor thrill seeker, where you don't want to stand and pose for a picture, you just attach the camera to your body, and it's taking pictures as you're, white water rafting, scuba diving, or hiking, or whatever it might be. So these regular digital cameras are really no longer serving a clear-cut purpose.
All right. Yes, GoPro, very popular these days. In fact, some of them, you put them on those helicopters, the little drones, taking pictures from high in the sky. All right, you put credit card points down as number 9, extra legroom and economy, number 8. Number 7 on the list, and this is interesting to me because I'm in the market right now for a new laptop computer. You say you don't need a desktop, you don't need a laptop anymore. Why is that on the list?
Well, we're seeing that sales of PCs, both desktop and laptops, are down, and they're actually at their lowest level since 2009. There's two reasons for this. One is that people really are preferring the tablets, basically for the ease of being able to take your own personal computer with you on the go wherever you're going, but also they're a whole lot cheaper, and we really see the big difference in prices. For instance, looking at Apple products, their desktops, the iMacs, for instance, start at $1,300 currently. The laptops start at about $1,000, while the iPad says it's about $300. Now, for people who just want to do, web surfing, or sharing photos, playing music, you don't really need anything more than, the tablets at this point. I mean, of course, if you are, a graphic designer or you have some type of other specialty, maybe you're a day trader, you want a regular computer, you want those big screens. But for regular consumers out there, it's really the tablet that does everything you want.
Yeah, and smartphones, you can do a lot with the smartphone as well. All right, let me get to number 6 is the 2-year phone contract. Number 5, I hotel reservations. So we don't need reservations and we don't even need to stay in hotels anymore? Explain that one to me.
Interesting, and it's something that will pick up as time goes on. I'm going to say this is the beginning of a new trend where, of course, anybody can go and book hotel rooms. Many people are. Bookings are actually up. But there's a cheaper way to travel, at least when it comes to, where you're staying. There's these fairly new services out there that allow you to book an apartment, a home, a villa. These sites called, one of them is Airbnb.com. Another one is VRBO, as in Vacation Rentals by Owner.com. And basically, homeowners are posting their properties on these sites.
Wow.
And charging a certain amount per day. Now, in many cases, it's cheaper than what a hotel room would be. In other cases, even if it's about the same price, you actually end up getting some pretty high-end properties on these sites.
Hmm.
You can get mansions, villas, penthouses, where they're renting them out for about the same daily price like you'd get a hotel room for. So you want to just think about the alternatives there, and that may be a better way to travel.
Okay, we're out of time. DVD, Blu-ray is 4, GPS 3, landline is 2, and really no surprise here, cable TV number 1. We will link to your article. We appreciate it. Anna Marie Andriotis joins us for MarketWatch.com on the 10 things not to buy in 2014, cable TV number 1.